Will there be a military escalation between a NATO member, Turkey, and Russia, in your estimation?
I don't think so. I think Russia understands that a further escalation is just something they won't be able to control. This would be the first confrontation between Russia and NATO. NATO declared yesterday very clearly that it stands 100% behind Turkey, and that NATO is prepared to defend all of Turkey's and therefore all of NATO's territory. I think the Russians understand that. I think we're hearing a lot of bluster. We're seeing some military maneuvering that would make it more difficult to enter the Syrian airspace, but I don't think we're going to see a major escalation.
So why do you think Turkey shot down this Russian fighter jet? What was behind that move, in your opinion?
Well, I think there are two reasons. One is that the Russians have been flying dangerously close and at times into Turkish airspace. By the way, in an area in which there are no large ISIS concentrations, but in fact rebel forces that are trying to take out the Assad regime. This has been going on now from the very beginning that the Russian airplanes were there. They have been doing provocative flights and naval maneuvers and ground maneuvers all around NATO territory. And it was bound to happen that one of these days something would go wrong. This is not the time to play a game of chicken with military means, but that it is a time to work out procedures to make sure that an incident like this cannot happen again. Turkish airspace is Turkish airspace, whether it's for 1 second, 15 seconds, 2 minutes, or 5 minutes. It's Turkish airspace. They were warned not to enter it. They did so. Russia should have behaved much more responsibly by flying further away from